Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a clean but characterful drum bus for deep jungle and pirate radio style drum and bass in Ableton Live 12. And the vibe here is really important. We are not trying to crush the drums into a flat, overcooked wall. We want the breaks to stay alive, swingy, spacious, and atmospheric, while still sitting properly under a heavy bass line, weird FX, and that murky late night radio energy. If you think about classic deep jungle, the drums are usually punchy, but they are not overprocessed. The groove moves. The transients stay crisp. There is room for reverb, delay, and atmosphere. So in this lesson, we're going to build a drum group chain that gives you polish, glue, and a little bit of grime, without killing the personality of the break. Before we touch the bus processing, let's start with the source material. This matters a lot. A great drum bus starts with a good break. If the break is already smashed, noisy in the wrong way, or missing transient detail, no amount of processing is going to magically fix it. So choose a break with some attitude. You want strong mid-range texture, a clear snare, enough space for low-end management, and a top end that is present but not painful. For this style, a really solid starting setup might be one main amen-style break, a kick layer if you need extra weight, a snare layer if you want more crack or body, some light hats or shakers for motion, and maybe a rim shot or percussion hit for syncopation. You can keep the break as an audio clip if the groove is already working, or you can drag it into simpler if you want slicing control and more editing flexibility. Then group everything into one drum bus. In Live 12, select your drum tracks, group them together, and rename that group something obvious like drum bus or break bus. Color code it too. That sounds small, but in dense jungle sessions it saves your life later. These arrangements get busy fast, and if your session is messy, your mix usually follows. Now let's build the chain. We're going to start with EQ8. This is the cleanup stage, not the flashy stage, the cleanup stage. On the drum group, put EQ8 first. A gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz can help if there is any useless rumble down there, but keep it subtle. You do not want to thin the drum bus out. Then look for mud in the low mids, usually somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. A small cut there, maybe 1 to 3 dB, can open the break up a lot. If the hats or cymbals are biting too hard, check around 6 to 9 kHz and gently tame any harshness. And if the snare feels too weak, you can try a very small boost around 180 to 220 Hz, but be careful. In jungle, the snare is often the anchor, so you want body, but you do not want boxiness. A good habit here is to use Spectrum after EQ8 so you can actually see what the bus is doing. Solo the drum bus briefly. Sweep narrow cuts to find any ugly resonances, and then widen the cuts so they feel musical instead of surgical. And remember, for deep jungle, mid-range cleanup is usually more important than low-end boost. The sub and bass line are going to carry the real weight. The drum bus should feel like a fast movie surface with detail and motion. Next up, drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices for drum and bass, because it can add punch, density, and a little harmonic edge without making you stack 5 different processors. But keep it subtle. The whole point is control, not destruction. Start with a small amount of drive, maybe 5 to 15%. If you want a bit more bite, try a little crunch, but not too much, especially on older breaks. The boom control is usually off or very low for deep jungle, unless your drums feel too thin and you really need a touch of low-end lift. Transient is the big one here. Push that a little, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, to bring the attack forward. That can make the break feel more alive instantly. If the top end gets too fizzy, adjust damp. And if you want to use the device kind of like parallel processing, you can blend the dry/wet control somewhere around 30 to 60%. The key thing to listen for is this. Does the snare hit with more authority? Does the break feel denser? And does the attack still feel natural? For pirate radio jungle, you want the drums to feel like they're being pushed through a battered FM chain, but still clean enough to hit hard on a proper system. A little drum bus goes a long way. After that, add glue compressor. This is where we tie things together, but gently. We are not trying to flatten the groove. We just want the elements to move as one performance. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a good starting point. Attack around 10 milliseconds or 30 milliseconds lets the transient through, which is important. Release can be auto, or somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. Set the threshold, so you're only getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's plenty. And if you want a little safety and density, soft clip can be turned on. This is where a lot of people go too far. If the compressor starts killing the shuffle, the microdynamics, or the weird little push and pull of the break, Back off. Deep jungle needs motion. It needs those tiny variations in attack and timing. It should feel alive, not just loud. Now we add saturator. This gives you a little more density and a bit of that printed, old hardware feel. Again, keep it tasteful. Try drive at +1 to +4 dB. Turn soft clip on if you want a bit more safety. Analog clip or soft sign can be nice depending on taste. Then trim the output so you're matching volume, because loudness can trick you into thinking something sounds better when it's just louder. Listen for the snare thickening up, the hat smoothing out a little, and the entire drum bus feeling more solid. If it starts to sound fuzzy or harsh, reduce the drive and compare it matched level. Saturation can be beautiful here, but only if it stays under control. At the end of the chain, put utility. This is where we manage stereo width and mono compatibility. For deep jungle, it often works best to keep the important low mid energy centered while letting the top texture breathe a little. Try width between 80 and 100% depending on the break. If the source sounds facey or too wide, narrow it a bit more. And if you're tempted to use bass mono, be careful on a drum bus. You do not want to kill the room feel completely. A quick mono check is always a smart move. If the snare disappears or the hats go hollow, that's a sign the source is too wide or facey, and it's better to fix that at the source than to fight it later. Now, here's a really important production mindset shift. Keep the main drum bus pretty clean, and put the wildness on return tracks. That's where the atmosphere lives. For Pirate Radio Jungle, the drums should sit inside a dark space, but the main bus itself should not be drowning in effects. So create returns for a short room reverb, AW echo, maybe the lo-fi ambience layer if you want extra grime. For the reverb return, keep the decay short, around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Use a little pre-delay, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds. High cut it so it doesn't get splashy, and low cut it so the low end stays clean. For the echo return, use a sync delay like 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Keep the feedback modest, and filter it heavily. Then blend those returns in very quietly. The point is not obvious effect. The point is depth, motion, and space. You can also make the drum bus respond to the arrangement, which is a big part of making this style feel authentic. In the intro, maybe you high pass the drum group a little with auto filter and keep the break filtered and hazy. On the drop, restore the full range, bring the transient punch back, and let the kick and snare hit harder. In the breakdown, thin the drums out, send a few snare hits into reverb, and leave only fragments of the groove. Then in the outro, narrow the stereo image and remove low end, so it feels like the signal is drifting away into the distance. That pirate radio fade-out feeling is pure atmosphere. And always, always check the drum bus in context with the bass line. This is where the real mix decisions happen. A drum bus that sounds amazing in solo can still fight the bass when the whole tune is playing. Loop a section of the drop, listen to drums and bass together, and toggle the drum bus chain on and off. Watch for low mid buildup around 150 to 400 Hz. Make sure the snare still cuts through. Make sure the hats are not masking the bass harmonics. Make sure the kick is not stepping on the sub too much. If something feels crowded, go back to EQ8 or reduce the amount of drum bus drive or compression. A few common mistakes come up all the time here. Overcompressing the break is a big one. If the groove loses its swing, the release and attack are probably too aggressive. Another mistake is boosting low end on the drum bus instead of letting the kick and sub own that space. Deep jungle relies on bass authority, so the drum bus should usually stay clean-up focused. Too much drum bus drive can also make old breaks sound brittle or smeared. And if your layered drums are fighting each other in phase, bus processing will not save them. Fix timing and polarity first. Also, don't EQ out of habit. Always listen in context. A couple of pro tips before we wrap this section up. Use light bus processing and strong source selection. A great break needs less help than a weak one. If you want more weight and heavier DNB, layer a clean transient kick or snare under the break and let the bus glue them together. If you want more tension, automate filters during intros and breakdowns. And if you want extra dirt, try putting parallel saturation or reverb on returns instead of piling it all onto the main drum bus. That usually keeps the mix cleaner and more believable. Here's a quick practice exercise. Load one amen break, one kick layer, one snare layer, and one hat loop. Group them into a drum bus. Add EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, saturator, and utility in that order. Start by trimming mud around 250 Hz, set drum bus transient around +10 and drive around 8%. Aim for about 2 dB of gain reduction on the compressor, add around +2 dB of saturation drive, and set utility width around 90%. Then create one short room reverb return and send only the snare to it lightly. Automate the drum group filter so the intro is filtered, the drop opens up, and the breakdown thins out again. Render 8 bars with processing on and 8 bars without it, and compare them at the same loudness. Ask yourself which version feels more pirate radio, which one leaves more room for bass, and which one keeps the break alive.